Demand for hay is on the rise, and many cattle producers are seeking feed to help fill their hay yards. Annual forages are an option to consider, planted yet this season for late-season grazing or early harvest next year. Brian Boyle with Milborn explains.
If we can get just a little bit of rain here, you know, if we get them in the ground, and since perennial pastures have been burned up with the heat wave and dry weather, like if we can get these cover crops up and growing, it should help bridge the gap, take some pressure off the perennial pastures to get us some grazing days to get to corn stalks.
Boyle indicates there's still time to seed warm season annual forages like millet or sorghum sedan, switching by mid-August to cool season mixes with small grains, brassicas, and other species for fall grazing. While dry soils may discourage an August planting, Boyle states the late season forages are fairly hardy, needing only a few shots of moisture to take off. Looking ahead to next year's feed needs, Boyle says it's not too early to consider winter annuals seeded this autumn.
Rye is the tried and true. It's easily established, quick growing, early maturing. Other options are for chasing a little more feed quality. We can switch to a winter triticale or a forage winter wheat.
Boyle advises planting winter triticale or forage winter wheat in late September, early October, possibly following a silage chopping or early soybean harvest. Cereal rye can go in even later, depending on fall conditions. In addition to extending the grazing season and filling the feed yard next year, annual forages can diversify a crop rotation, break up the workload, and spread out the risks of weather. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.